Hello.
Hey Deborah, how are you?
Hold on.
How do you eat this?
Hello?
Hey Deborah, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm just working.
Okay, did I catch you at a bad time?
No, I'm just gonna, I'm working my job. I'm delivering mail and packages. What can I help you
So
with?
I talked with your brother and Carl, and I kind of just explained the situation, and he's agreed to pass along any funds at closing to you.
I don't believe him. He's lying.
Well, on the paperwork, it will clearly state that you're the only one benefit from this transaction. So, he might be lying, but I don't believe that that's the case.
If
And
he knew that, why won't he just sign the papers over to me? Why won't he just sign the house over to me? Then I can keep my home. Then I can put a new roof on it. I could pay the thing off. Why wouldn't he do that rather than me sell it? It doesn't make no sense at all.
I'm not quite sure, but
Well,
this is the solution that I, can provide to you. And if, I don't know what else to do. That's between you and your brother, and there's nothing really I
well,
can do other than what I'm, presenting.
I think, if I had my brothers, I would rather keep my house, put a roof on it, and pay it off, and then I would have a home. He's up to no good somehow, because he always is. And I'll have to think about. I mean, $10,000 for that house ain't enough. Period. That house is worth a whole hell of a lot more than $10,000, probably six or seven times more. But again, I mean, I understand why you're working so hard for it, because you can make some mega bucks off this house. So, I'm gonna have to think about it. I doubt very seriously if I would even think about doing something like that, because like I said, I asked him, I said, why don't you just sign the house over to me if you're so gracious as you say you are? And he says, I won't do that. So if
Well,
he ain't gonna do that, I know Carl. He's sneaky, he's conniving, and he's a money grubbing person. So there has to be something going on.
well,
So
like I told you, I'm not sure about the, relationship between you and your brother, and that's, I'd rather not be part of it.
and I would rather for you not to be either. So I
So
would until I decide what I'm gonna do with it, the bank's gonna get it before anybody does. And if I can't get it, nobody's gonna get it.
sure. And what I'm telling you is, I mean, you could get it. It's, I mean,
Am I gonna get it? You gonna go and fix it up, and you gonna sell it back to me for double what I gave it to you for? I mean, I could pay off the loan if he would just sign the papers, and I wouldn't even have a house payment. That's my point. I mean, I would have a brand new home Well, for me, it'll be a brand new home. I have some updating I can do, and I have enough money in my budget that I could do what I had to do, and I would be free and clear. I don't know. I can't really talk about this right now because I'm trying to do my job. But I tell you what, if you could be available this evening when I get off from work, I'll call you back and we'll talk about it. But, you know, like I said, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, it's just, that ain't enough. And I think you know that.
I mean, considering the work that it would need to be done to make it beautiful, I mean, I think that's a fair amount.
You bet.
Considering the loan and considering, you know, what it would take to, you know, have this thing beautiful, you know, I think that that's a fair amount, and I get it. You know, we're not for everybody. Sometimes we can't help everyone, and you know, regardless of, you know, you and your brother's relationship, you know, I'm just trying to make it so that, you know, you can get what you want out of it. You know, he's already agreed to at closing, you know, let you get the money. And, you know, I'm not sure what more I can do.
Well, I tell you what, let me think about what I want to do. I need to come to a conclusion. If something like that would happen, which I don't think it will, I'll call you back. But right now, I'm not going to sell it to no one. If he'll sign it over and he's saying he's going to give me the little $10,000 that you said you would give me, then if that's the case, he should be able to sign the papers with no problem if he don't want nothing out of it in the first place. I could pay off my house and I can keep it. So that's where I'm going to go for right now. And so I'll call back. Okay?
Okay. I mean, I'm not a miracle worker. I can't get him signed, you know, but I understand.
I'm not going to give my house away. And that's what y'all, I mean, I know you're acting like you're doing a whole lot for me, but technically, you're robbing me blind.
Well, I'm telling you what we would give you, so I don't really agree with that statement.
Well, it's okay. You don't have to. I know y'all out here to make money, and I'm here to get me a house, keep my house. So with saying that, I'm going to keep on trying to keep my house until there's nothing else I can do.
Sure.
Look, I got to go. I got to get busy.
All right, Ms. Cruz.
Bye.
Yeah.